I have a question. What the heck is research? Northwestern proudly declares itself a research institution, and from the minute I stepped foot on campus as an undergrad, it seemed like this research thing was an opportunity I would be silly to pass up. Want to go to grad school? Get your research published. Don't have an internship lined up for the summer? Get an undergraduate research grant. Don't know how to do research? Learn as a research assistant under a professor. Over-caffeinated representatives from the Office of Undergraduate Research were frequent visitors to first-year classes. In the 5 or 10 minutes they were allotted, they breathlessly tried to explain what all these options meant, and somehow left me more fuzzy on the idea of research than when they started. So I talked to some undergraduate researchers.
Hello, I'm Cade Kelly. I'm a fourth-year student studying biology and chemistry. I'm in a molecular biosciences lab, which means I do a lot of wet lab work, all that bench work, pipetting and all that, in addition to computational work. Yeah, my research is sciencey.
So my name is Milena Otero. I'm a fourth year graduating now. I work in the lifespan development lab. It's in CESPE. Essentially, I look at the effect of positivity resonance on well-being, specifically loneliness and friendship quality, in young adult friendships. The easiest way to explain that is that it's like social connections. So like moments of social connection between two people, we essentially measure those moments of connection and see if that has an effect on someone's well-being.
Kelly and Otero both work in labs where professors got funding to hire student researchers for large multi-year projects. Jonathan Vandeleau, also a fourth year, went a more independent route, applying for funding himself to work on a summer project.
Yes, what I did over the summer was funded through the Summer Undergraduate Research Grant. New Creative Output, I have 30 pages of a play. It's a theatrical experience titled Dom Top. The grant was to research the connection between internalized homophobia and the fetishization of hypermasculine bodies in the queer community.
I feel like when I hear the word research, I think problem solving. I've learned a lot about like communication skills, and collaboration through research.
Yeah, I would say research for me, and in terms of how I write creatively, research is like the foundation that the world of the play gets built on. So I wanted to write a play that talks about a queer friend group, but also queer relationships, to provide a bit of catharsis around these themes without kind of hitting people over the head with academic language.
And then the other idea that we could do something positive with that research, and that we can make people's lives better every day, to like day-to-day lives better.
Professor Patty Lowe is a researcher and teacher in the Medill School of Journalism.
My Ojibwe name is Waswa Konokwe. It translates to Torchlight on the Water Woman. I am a citizen of Mashkazibi, the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe.
And as a journalist, a documentarian, and a professor, her research on food sovereignty in Indigenous communities doesn't live in a lab or even a Google Doc. Last weekend, I was lucky to interview Professor Lowe while our class was picking corn a few hours north near Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're on the Oneida Reservation right now, working with the White Corn Cooperative on a service learning project that, to me, kind of epitomizes what I think good academic relationships with Indigenous communities are, because it's part of a class I'm teaching, but it also is the kind of outreach that I do. So teaching, research, outreach, all intertwined in one experience, is the kind of academic relationship I want to have with Indigenous communities. I think research starts with listening, forming relationships, understanding the subject you're researching in a way that's honest, respectful, reciprocal. And what this experience was intended to do was to provide a context for Native America, for researchers, whether they're journalistic researchers or whether they're environmental policy researchers. This is where it starts, with one-on-one experiences in the field.
Sure.
In this case, literally, in a cornfield.
That's a great note to end on. For WNUR News, I'm Sarah Kedora.